If George Washington really had chopped down a cherry tree, he would have done it here. And if he ever threw a stone across the Rappahannock River, then this is the spot. Both childhood stories have found their way into the legend of George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army, and ultimately, America's first president. But the reality of Washington's early life may be equal to the myth. He was one of five children who grew up on a farm in Northern Virginia and went on to greatness. And now, archaeologists working near Fredericksburg with support from the National Geographic Society have uncovered the exact site of that very farm. Washington's father, Augustine, moved his family to Ferry Farm in 1738 when young George was 6 years old. The future president lived here until he was in his 20s. Archaeologists always knew this was the right area, but only when the team uncovered some well-crafted cellars did they realize they had found the actual foundation of Washington's boyhood home.
What we've uncovered is the Washington landscape as it stood in the 1740 to 1770s. But also on that landscape are other outbuildings, including a kitchen, a slave quarter.
The site is incredibly rich in history, and not just Washington's.
It's a tricky site. It's a site that had continuous occupancy from about 1700 till the early 1990s, and not in the same buildings.
There are trenches here built during the Civil War by Union troops fighting to capture rebel-held Fredericksburg. The team has already brought up thousands of artifacts, but one potentially special find deserves notice. A clay pipe with Masonic symbols.
It is that George Washington was a Mason, actually became a Mason when he was living in Fredericksburg. Without being able to say for sure, it's tempting to wonder if this isn't something that actually belonged to George.
Each piece is cleaned, cataloged, and stored. It's all part of the team's ultimate goal, to recreate what was until recently believed to be lost.
In the long run, where we're sitting will turn once again into the home of Augustine Washington. With its landscape in place, with animals and crops growing, and be open to the public to come and sort of experience as an 18th century farm.
And yes, visitors will have a chance to see if they too can hurl a rock across the Rappahannock, as Washington supposedly did.
Sponsored by National Geographic Mission Programs, taking science and exploration into the new millennium.